And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Chapman Gymnasium here at Hastings St. Cecilia for matinee basketball on this second Saturday of 2013. Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, and this is the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get you ready for a great doubleheader between the Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia and the Stars of Kearney Catholic. From a Kearney Catholic perspective, the Lady Stars have been looking forward to this ball game for a long, long time because they're 13-0, and even though there were teams on the schedule at the beginning of the year that would have seemed to be a challenge to the Stars, they have not played a game closer than 30 points all year long. For Hastings St. Cecilia, how are their legs? How are they mentally? This is a stretch, depending on what rankings you look at, of the third consecutive number one team in a week. They played Northwest out of Grand Island on Tuesday. They played Minden on Thursday. And now today, Kearney Catholic, all ranked at number one in one poll or another. And unfortunately for St. Cecilia, they're on a two-game losing streak. When's the last time that happened? Northwest, they played them tough. And Thursday against Minden, just couldn't get the ball to fall as they shot 30% in that ball game. They, though, defeated Kearney Catholic, although obviously some different kids. They have a few more new faces, Kearney Catholic, about everybody back from last year. St. Cecilia defeated Kearney Catholic twice last year, including a strange top 10 matchup in the first round of sub-districts because Minden was also in their sub-district and eventually won that sub-district and headed to state. So there's a little revenge on the mind for the Stars, and St. Cecilia doesn't want to go 0-3 this week. They won't have to worry about matching up again at the end of the season because now St. Cecilia is in Class C2. We'll take a break here and look at starting lineups right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium as we get ready to bring you the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Kearney Catholic, number 11 is a 5'6" senior, Michaela Mestel. Number 21, 5'5" sophomore, Allie Brasowski. Number 25, 6'1" senior, Theron Baum. Number 33, 6'1" senior, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 51, 6' senior, Megan Anderson. The head coach is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Fujeda, 13-0, ranked third in the Lincoln Journal Star, or excuse me, Omaha World Herald, number one in the Lincoln Journal Star. For St. Cecilia, number one is a 5'4 senior, Josie Jackson. Number three is a 5'9 sophomore, Claire Hamburger. Number 10, a 5'5 senior, is Alyssa Schropp. Number 14, 6' junior, Morgan Nicola. And number 22, 6' senior, Olivia Thomas. Head coach is John Kyle, assisted by P.J. Henry, Josh News, and John Jackson. St. Cecilia ranked third in the Omaha World Herald, second in the Lincoln Journal Star in Class C2. They are now 9-3 on the season. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be right back.
The heart of rock and roll beats at a rate of 98.9 at KKPR, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory.
respects. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Buddy Shop. That's who we are.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here at Chapman Gymnasium. Good basketball expected here today on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're glad to have you along with us this very busy time of the season. And we will be bringing you basketball through the next week. A very busy time for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Next week they play undefeated Pierce and Seward. On the road at Seward Thursday on ESPN 1460, and then they will be taking on Pierce at home on Classic Hits 98.9 on Friday. For St. Cecilia, after this juggernaut, they will host Lexington on Tuesday and then travel to Aquinas on Friday before the Centennial Conference Tournament begins. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off right after this on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
We're ready to put the ball in the air. Kevin Wood has it in his hands. He throws it up, and Kearney Catholic will win the opening toss, attack the hoop like they do, but Theron Baum missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Allie Prasoski. Kearney Catholic has been very good off the tip. Out for three, Mestel fires. It is no good. Now the rebound brought down by Schropp. Now for St. Cecilia, they do still not have the services of Chanel Farmer. She's been out all season, the 5'6 senior, solid basketball player, probably the top player on the team. Coach Kyle told us earlier in the week on the Doug and Daddy show they expect her back soon, as the baseline jumper is up and in by Claire Hamburger. And St. Cecilia has the first points of the basketball game, and they'll put on some pressure. Stars with the basketball, bringing it up is Michaela Mestel, guarded by Schropp, brings it across the timeline and stops there. Forces it to the high post to Megan Anderson. She's double-teamed, has the ball knocked out of her hands, and St. Cecilia will make the steal. It'll be interesting to see if St. Cecilia can put some pressure on Kearney Catholic, how they'll handle the adversity. As the Stars coming out trying to trap the ball, Mestel tips it away from Jackson, but it's grabbed there by Schropp. St. Cecilia out on the wing. Foul called on reach in, Michaela Mestel. That's the first of the game. Ryan Grubbe, Kevin Wood, and Kirby Wells doing the officiating here this afternoon for our doubleheader. Got started a little late because the JV went long. St. Cecilia boys won at the buzzer in the JV game by one. In fact, a free throw with no time left. Here's a three-pointer on the wing by Claire Hamburger. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Theron Baum, and Kearney Catholic will head up the floor here with Allie Prasoski, the sophomore guard, guarded by Josie Jackson. Brings it across the timeline, fires into the left wing. Mestel gets it down low on the block. Sokolowski squares up from six and scores the Stars' first bucket of the ball game, and we're tied at two. 6:20 to go here in the first quarter. NFL playoffs on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Broncos and Ravens getting ready to go as breaking the press and putting up the runner. Hamburger from eight. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Megan Anderson. And here come the Stars. Mestel down the floor, round one, around two, all the way in. Got tripped up and missed the layup. Just lost her balance on the way up, and Josie Jackson will get the defensive board. Saint Cecilia wastes no time. Down the floor, Thomas kicks it back out of the wing, driving in with the scoop shot. No good for Schropp, and the rebound brought down by Sokolowski. Kearney Catholic with the ball on the right side. Mestel, bounce pass onto the wing as we've seen an up-tempo first 2.5 minutes of this ball game. Sokolowski, top of the key, swings it left side. Anderson outside the arc, goes baseline. Mestel looking for the post, goes skip pass to Prasoski, 17-footer, rattles in and out, no good. Offensive or defensive rebound, Morgan Nicola. Nicola looking for some help here against the backcourt pressure, and she'll get it to her point guard, Alyssa Schropp, who then throws it behind Nicola and out of bounds. Morgan wasn't even looking. She was just headed down the floor to get set up in the half court, and out of bounds it goes. And we'll see our first substitution of the ball game. Chandra Farmer checked in for St. Cecilia. She's just a freshman, but she leads the team in scoring at 10.5 points per ball game. Kearney Catholic will take it out at half court, lob it into the backcourt here to Prasoski. Farmer on her. Prasoski works with the crossover dribble. Great defense early on here by St. Cecilia, and that's what Coach Kyle told us, that they have had to pride themselves on balanced scoring, but great defense. And Sokolowski will drive, and on the low block, a blocking foul will be called on Morgan Nicola. Nicola trying to slide over for some backside help, got there a little late. That's the first foul of the game on the Hawkettes, and Bailey Sokolowski will shoot the first free throws of the afternoon. Sokolowski takes the dribbles, puts the free throw up and in, and Kearney Catholic takes their first lead at 3-2. Second free throw now for Sokolowski. Kearney Catholic pretty balanced, but Mestel leading this team in scoring. Second free throw up and in. So Sokolowski hits them both, and Kearney Catholic now leads it by a score of 4-2. They put the full court pressure on. Mestel denies the inbounds pass, and it knocks it out of bounds. Have to be careful, though. She's a little taller than the 5'3 Farmer. But a reach over like that's going to get you whistled more times than not. This time they'll get the ball in to Schropp off the screen. Alyssa down the right side, weaves her way through traffic, showing their speed. Kearney Catholic has to get back defensively. Good bounce pass down low. Nicola, she'll put it up no good. Thomas, offensive rebound, puts it up off balance. It won't go. And Sokolowski has the board for Kearney Catholic. Stars want to run, but a great job by St. Cecilia stopping the transition, trying to throw it through the paint and hit the rim. Sokolowski picked up the loose ball. Her runner is no good. Rebound to Nicola. Theron Baum was wide open, but the pass hit the rim. Now pushing it up the floor, taking it into the land of the Giants, is Schropp, and she'll have her shot blocked by Sokolowski, and the Stars will pick up the loose ball. 4-2, Kearney Catholic, 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Bounce pass in the paint, knee back out. Stars will lob it down to Theron Baum. She'll catch against the double team. Thomas knocked the ball away. Fell to the floor, and St. Cecilia will not be called for the travel, so up the floor they'll go into the corner for their first three. Schropp comes short, and the rebound brought down by Megan Anderson. Anderson outlet pass, Theron Baum missed the wide-open layup, got her own rebound, and then they're going to call a foul on Nicola, who looked like she had a clean block. Baum has missed two wide-open layups here in the first half of the first quarter, and a bad break there for Nicola. That's her second foul. And Theron Baum will go to the line to shoot two. So Kearney Catholic, when they get out in transition for the most time in their first 13 games, they have a two-on-one break. That's not the case here, and Baum leaves the free throw short. And we've got multiple substitutions. First for St. Cecilia, Josie Jackson, Josie Prevett, and Erica Kitten will check in. For Kearney Catholic, it'll be Whitney Colling and Shayla Connor. This pace, as far as the scoring, is where St. Cecilia wants it. Maybe a little too up-tempo for him, but it's 4-2 midway through the first quarter. Theron Baum's second free throw good, and she gets in the score column, 5-2 Kearney Catholic. Handling the ball, Claire Hamburger. Hamburger across the timeline, throws it into the hands of Jackson. Both teams man-to-man, putting it on the floor is Chandra Farmer. Loses her balance, kicks it into the corner. Jumper on the way, it's blocked by Sokolowski. Nearly went out of bounds. It's picked up by the Hawkettes. They get a jumper from the free throw line. Won't go for Farmer. Ball tipped around, and Sokolowski will come out of there with her third board. And the Stars on the outlet. Here comes Colling across the timeline. Crossover dribble brings it to the right elbow. Stops, finds the trailer, Mestel. Mestel attacks the baseline. Scoop shot. Won't go. And the ball bouncing around. Theron Baum got it right underneath the hoop and draws another foul. Theron goes back to the line after grabbing her third board, and for the Stars, they're getting some offensive rebounds here and second chances. They're not really taking advantage of a whole lot of them. The foul called on Kitten. That's the first, as Erica had just checked in for Nicola, who had picked up two fouls. And Baum's free throw is up, and it is in. 6-2 Kearney Catholic. 4 of the 6 points for the Stars have come from the free throw line. Second free throw now. On the way, and it's rolling around, no good, out of bounds, touched by Shayla Connor. St. Cecilia basketball. Boys and girls doubleheader. Glad you're along with us. A little late here because Kearney Catholic had some transportation issues getting here, so we started about 45 minutes late in our varsity game after the JVs played. So we'll have about a 5 o'clock tip for the boys, maybe a couple minutes earlier, depending on the pace of our girls' game. Picking up her dribble, Claire Hamburger. Calling shuts her off, throws it over to Chelsea Jackson. Open three, top of the key, comes up short. And the ball is grabbed underneath the hoop here by St. Cecilia. Losing it, it's loose on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. Rebet did a great job to find the loose ball, and then she was in trouble, had nobody to get it to. The arrow does point the way of the Hawkettes, so they'll maintain possession here with 2:57 to go in the first quarter, but St. Cecilia has not scored in 4 minutes. They had the opening bucket on a Claire Hamburger two-pointer. St. Cecilia underneath their own hoop, trying to break free here. It is going to be Chandra Farmer, but she's well covered. They go to the high post. Prevett kicks it back out top to Jackson. A much shorter St. Cecilia team, but they do have a couple of six-footers when Nicola and Thomas are in there. St. Cecilia works it around the perimeter. Ball fakes Schropp on the three. Leaves it off in the corner for Kitten. Erica double team. We're going to get another jump. Mestel forces the tie-up, and that is a turnover. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Checking back into the ball game will be Olivia Thomas. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach John Kyle. 2:32 to go in the first quarter of play. It is the 13-0 Stars leading the 9-3 Hawkettes, 6-2. We'll be right back.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Time out on the floor, brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available on West 39th Street in Kearney, and a concession stand at a nearby high school, including Kearney High and Kearney Catholic. Out of the St. Cecilia timeout, the Stars have the basketball, leading at 6-2 with 2:25 and counting here in the first quarter of play. Posting up Anderson in the paint, has to kick it out to the wing, Calling. Calling dribbles into the double team, back out top, Sokolowski. Anderson trying to find room down low, but well guarded by Kitten. They'll reverse it to the left side. Down low to Mestel. Mestel is fouled as she takes it to the hoop. Chandra Farmer trying to get off that screen and was just a hair late. And that'll be her first personal foul. Fourth team foul on the Hawkettes. And Michaela Mestel to the line. These will be the 7th and 8th free throws of the first quarter. Every foul on the Hawkettes have sent the Stars to the line. And Mestel misses the free throw. Claire Hamburger returns to the lineup. Earlier today, the number one team in the country, Duke, was knocked from the from the ranks of unbeaten on ESPN Radio as they fell in the hands of North Carolina State. Free throw missed, rebound Schropp, she lost it. Connor fires it to Colling, and Whitney will lay it up and in. So a turnover leads directly to 2 points there after Mestel uncharacteristically missed two free throws. Fast break the other way, bounce pass from Farmer underneath to Thomas, and Olivia will lay it up and in. And that breaks about a 5-minute scoring drought here for the Hawkettes, 8-4. On the right elbow, Mestel. Pace picks up. Down to Anderson. Spin move from 6. Off the glass and in. And the first bucket for Megan Anderson. So we've had 6 points in 30 seconds. It took about 7 minutes or 6 minutes to get the first 8. Up the floor with it will be Schropp. Losing her balance. Connor a little slow to get up. Might have got a 4 burn after that one. Into the corner to Hamburger. Rotating it around the perimeter, looking for Thomas the post, driving to the free throw line. Farmer kicks it out right wing. Jackson's three is no good. 0-4 from downtown. Sokolowski with her fourth rebound. Stars push the outlet pass to Colling. Colling attacks at left side, high off the glass and in. Whitney Colling with the transition bucket, and now the Stars are up by 8, 12-4. And St. Cecilia needs a bucket here, and they throw it away instead. That is the 5th turnover. St. Cecilia, a rough 60 seconds here. Stars are going to give it right back, though, as Mestel's bounce pass goes through Connor's hands. Second turnover for Kearney Catholic. And now we're going to get some substitutions here for Kearney Catholic. On the floor, They've got six players right now. Now they've got five. Prasoski, Studi, Anderson, Mestel, and Baum. And the Hawkettes will inbound it into the hands of Chandra Farmer. Farmer pushes it up the floor. Farmer along with Hamburger, Thomas, Prevett, and Schropp. And Schropp has the ball well out of the left wing. Stars starting to push or force St. Cecilia farther away, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. St. Cecilia wants to spread the floor, get some one-on-one matchups here against the taller Stars, but haven't had a lot of luck trying to get it into the post. Studi deflects the ball. St. Cecilia trapped from the sideline. Stars go after it again and are whistled for the foul. Foul is going to be on Morgan Studi. That'll be her first and just the second team foul here in the quarter on the Stars. And St. Cecilia will throw it in on the side, uncontested. With the basketball is going to be Farmer. Looked in the corner, but decides not to give it up for a three-point try to Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles in, goes with the offhand shot. Left hand no good. Thomas, though, offensive putback is there. Olivia Thomas with her second bucket. 12-6, Kearney Catholic, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Mestel pushes it up the floor right side, gets it into Anderson. Stolen away. Stolen away by Thomas, and a running three at the horn is off the heel by Claire Hamburger, and that is the end of our first quarter. It is Kearney Catholic 12, St. Cecilia 6. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, hold on, wait, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors that allowed us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. St. Cecilia will get the ball to start the second quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island at flatriverpreps.com. 12-6 Stars dribbling through pressure on the right wing is going to be Carly Wright, who starts the second quarter. Up top to Schropp. Also back in there, Nicola, who had two fouls in the first quarter. Morgan, the left elbow spin move, puts it up, has it slapped off the glass by Theron Baum with the block shot. Stars grab it. Stars outlet, one-on-one. Here comes Mestel. Nicola just kind of had to get it her way, and she'll pull up and hit the jumper. First bucket of the ball game for Mestel. Kearney Catholic up 14-6. Nicola got back, but with those two fouls, there wasn't much she could do. At the other end, the Stars steal it away again as Megan Anderson steps into the passing lane. Six turnovers for St. Cecilia, three for Kearney Catholic. Rebounds after one, Stars 10-8 for St. Cecilia. Neither team has made a three. 0-for-4 for St. Cecilia, 0-for-1 Stars. Sokolowski, top of the circle, squares up, two dribbles, gives it to Prasoski. Alley for three, it's good. First bucket of the ball game for Alley Prasoski, and it is 17-6. 1 minute into the second quarter of play. Schropp up the floor with it. Bounce pass underneath, off the foot of a Kearney Catholic Star, and out of bounds. St. Cecilia underneath their own hoop with Claire Hamburger. Hamburger lobs it inside, short jumper. Thomas put it up, no good. Rebound, Megan Anderson. Gives it off to Mestel. Mestel brings it across the timeline, gives it to Sokolowski. Drops it down low, Theron Baum. Turn around, one-hand jumper, up and in. And a timeout here for Hastings St. Cecilia. So after a very close, rugged first 6 minutes of the ball game, Kearney Catholic now has went on a 13-4 run. It was 6:31 to go in the first half. It's Kearney Catholic 19, the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia 6. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. And Nicola is not good.
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to St. Cecilia. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Randy Ahrens and the crew here at St. Cecilia with always good hospitality. You even got a little soup this afternoon if you need a quick bite to eat. As St. Cecilia out of the timeout gets a jumper from Carly Wright. 15-footer is up, and it is in. And the Hawkins down 19-8. Carney Catholic basketball. Lob it down low, and Sokolowski over through Theron Baum. And out of bounds, it'll go. Back to the ball game, Chandra Farmer. So you've got Farmer and Hamburger, along with Wright, Thomas, and Nicola on the floor here against the Kearney Catholic man-to-man full-court defense. Across the timeline, more of a zone trap, bringing it across. It's going to be Chandra Farmer, the freshman. Chandra has yet to score, leads the team in scoring average this year. Ball between the circles. They work it around the perimeter here on the right elbow. Nicola had a shot, didn't take it, kicked it back up top. They were looking for Thomas. I don't think Nicola realized how open she was. Thomas, left-hand corner. Skip pass is tipped and stolen away. Anderson batted the ball, and it's picked up there by Prusoski. Long outlet pass to Mestel, and she's trying to save it and throws it away. Steal is made by Chandra Farmer. Fifth turnover by Kearney Catholic, and here come the Hawks. Farmer, skip pass all the way to the left wing, and again a pass deflected away by Anderson. And you can already see a couple of times here that St. Cecilia, they're used to be able to lob it from their big girl to big girl, and that has not worked here. Long three, Sokolowski, nothing but net. From her reaction, it's almost like she surprised herself that it went in. 7 points to lead the way for the Stars, and it's 22-8. Kearney Catholic, 5 minutes to go, second quarter. St. Cecilia playing their third consecutive number one team. Northwest in B, and then depending on which paper you look at, Minden is number one in C1 in one, and Kearney Catholic in the other. High post, Nicola, beautiful bounce pass to baseline. Thomas, she'll put it up from five, but get fouled. Shot won't go, and two free throws coming up for Olivia Thomas. Bailey Sokolowski with her first foul, third team foul on the Stars. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will give you the first half stats, preview the boys' games. Blue Hawk coach Kevin Asher will join us. Free throw Thomas, no good. Whitney Colling comes in for Kearney Catholic. Alyssa Schropp and Erica Kitten come in for St. Cecilia. And a second free throw now for the senior Thomas. It's on the way, and it is short, so missed them both. And then Kearney Catholic doesn't grab the rebound, but neither does St. Cecilia. Out of bounds it goes. And Josie Jackson will come in and Schropp out. So a little more guard action out here on the defense for Coach John Kyle. His team, just when they do force turnovers, they haven't been able to use them as transition buckets as much as Kearney Catholic has. Prusoski brings it up, working on Jackson. Pass tipped and stolen away. Sixth turnover, Kearney Catholic. Up the floor, Farmer. Two on two. Leaves it off left wing for Jackson. Hits the trailer. Kitten back out top for the long two-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound brought down off the Farmer miss by Megan Anderson. Fourth rebound for Anderson as Kearney Catholic's controlling the boards. Colling, top of the key. Bounce pass. Theron Baum stolen away by Nicola. Great job by Nicola to the other end. And Prusoski almost with a foul. Kick it out of the wing, and the jumper by Jackson wedges itself between the rim and the backboard. And so a jump ball, and Kearney Catholic will get the basketball. Once they dislodge the basketball between the rim and the backboard. Back in the day, the referees would go up and jump. But so many of them miss it now that they don't want to go with the embarrassment. Because I know Kevin Wood could have went up and got that, but he didn't want to get embarrassed. And so he said, let's just get a basketball. Mr. Wells, you knock it down. And good call there, because there's plenty of TV cameras here. You don't want any of that showing up on the highlight film. Colling brings it up. Stars lead at 22-8. In the first part of our girls and boys doubleheader on this Saturday afternoon. Stars getting careless with the passes. They just throw it in the middle, and it's not there. Stolen away, fast break the other way. Hawkett's layup rolls off the front of the rim from Schropp, and Sokolowski will get the rebound. But Kearney Catholic, again, they're going to call timeout because, as we just talked about, Coach Petrie did not like what he just saw. 3:41 to go here in the second quarter of play. Stars 22, Hawkett's 8 on Classic Hits.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Kearney Catholic up 22-8, and they have the basketball. With it in the front court is Collin. Hands it off on the right wing to the elbow. Mestel on the low block. There's Sokolowski. Turnaround jumper with some contact. No good. Rebound brought down by Erica Kitten. Outlet pass front court to Wright. Wright brings it down low. Cut off by Sokolowski. Kicks it back up top. Schropp, one-hand runner down the lane. Up and in by Alyssa Schropp. Her first bucket of the ball game. St. Cecilia does have to find a way to get some points on the board, no matter how good their defense is. 22-12, 2-on-2 the other way. Mestel walked with the basketball. And had it not been a walk, it would have been a jump ball. But the officials right on top of it. And the Stars, with their sixth turnover of the quarter, 9 in the game for the Stars, 8 for the Hawkettes. And with the dead ball, Kearney Catholic will put some pressure on in the backcourt, bringing it across the timeline. Claire Hamburger throws over the top there, and Bob saw it, grabbed it. And then they call her for a travel. I guess she never really had possession, they say. And Megan Anderson will come in. So let's take a look at who's on the floor here for St. Cecilia. It's Farmer, Hamburger, Wright, Thomas, and Schropp. Kearney Catholic, Mestel, Anderson, Sokolowski, Connor, and Colling. So Mestel plays a post when Connor and Colling are in there at the guards. 22-10 Stars. St. Cecilia trying to find a way to close the gap before halftime. 2:45 to go. Schropp over to the right wing. Wide open three. Farmer. It's way short that time. Offensive rebound, Olivia Thomas. Kick it out for another three. Schropp. It's blocked out there by Shayla Connor. And the Stars come up with the short shot. And it'll be Mestel up to Colling. Whitney. Through the double team, all the way in, up, and scores, and draws the foul. Colling, not timid at all, saw a gap, took it to the hole, and Olivia Thomas with her first personal foul. Whitney Colling, 6 points off the bench for Kearney Catholic, and a chance for a three-point play as Morgan Nicola re-enters for Kaylee Wright. And the free throw coming up for Colling. And the lefty fires it up, and off the heel. No good. Rebound brought down by Morgan Nicola. That's her third. Stars back defensively as Schropp looks to drive in. Can't do it. Reverse it from the left to the right to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger against this zone that the Stars have slapped back on. Farmer does a good job of corralling a long pass back to midcourt. Just a freshman at 5'3". She's all over the place. Here's Nicola. Three. Left-hand corner all the way around and out. No good. Rebound Thomas. No good. Shot blocked by Sokolowski, and now we have a foul underneath on Kearney Catholic. It's going to be called on Shayla Connor. That'll be her first and the fourth team foul, but at the line will be Claire Hamburger to shoot two free throws. She was able to pick up the loose ball after the Sokolowski block, and the free throw is good. Well, Kearney Catholic, I think one thing they're learning already in this ball game is that their game will have to step up. Not only if they want to win today, but if they want to get two big wins next week against Seward and Pierce. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Hamburger hits them both. And Pierce beat Kearney Catholic at Pierce last year pretty handily. And St. Cecilia beat Kearney Catholic twice, and that was three of their five losses. Of course, Sokolowski didn't play last year outside of that first month. She's been back here for the Stars this season. And Bailey at the top of the circle almost lost it away. Now gets it back, shoots the three. It's off the mark, no good. And St. Cecilia will grab the loose ball. Carly Wright, she'll hand it off to Farmer. Chandra gets it into the front court. Left side, crossover dribble, loses her defender. takes it to the corner, right, forces it inside Thomas. Shot blocked by Sokolowski, but a foul going to be called. They're going to say with the body. And for Bailey, that'll be her second. And the team fouls are now even at 5 apiece. 24-12, Kearney Catholic. A minute 34 to go here in the first half of play. And the free throw is off the mark by Thomas. She is 0 of 3 from the line. Has 4 points, but they'll need those free throws. Second free throw by Thomas. On the way, and it is good. 5 points now for Olivia Thomas. 24-13. Kearney Catholic, as a team, St. Cecilia is not a good free throw shooting team, under 54% on the season. And Thomas hasn't been there very much this year, as Kearney Catholic has the basketball into the right-hand corner. They will give it to Colling. Whitney has it knocked out of her hands. Another turnover for the Stars, their 10th here of the first half. Into the front court, Nicola gets it back out between the circles to Jackson. On the right wing to Hamburger. Down in the corner, Thomas tries to drive the baseline, runs out of real estate, kicks it back up top, free throw line, open. They don't take it, so they'll go to Nicola. She's open for three, but it's in and out. 0 of 6 from the outside. Rebound brought down by Whitney Colling, and she started up the floor and forgot to dribble the basketball. So turnover Stars. St. Cecilia getting their opportunities. Seconds remain here before halftime. Ball thrown all the way up to the right wing. St. Cecilia. Nicola dribbles into the paint. Just drives right into Theron Baum and lost the handle. So St. Cecilia with the turnover. Down to Connor. Bounce pass to the trailer. Theron Baum lays it up. No good, but a foul called on Carly Wright. Her first, and Theron Baum will go to the line where she is 2 of 4, has 6 points. 24-13, Kearney Catholic. The Stars have been kind of quiet here lately. So Coach John Kyle's defense playing very well. Stars, who average 70-plus points a game, put this one up and in. Theron Baum now with 5 points. And back in will be Alyssa Schropp and Chandra Farmer for the Hawkettes. 40 seconds remaining here in the first half. Second free throw down for the senior Theron Baum. And Baum will put it on the way and in. So she hits them both. Kearney Catholic up 26-13. St. Cecilia with the basketball. Farmer pushes it up, gets right by two defenders. They've got a 4-on-3. Colling tries to strip it from behind, and there's a foul on Shayla Connor. They trap her. Connor with her second personal foul, 6th team foul. And Connor will come out. Morgan Studi will check in for the final 32 seconds of the half. Again, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. First half stats, boys preview. We'll talk with Blue Hawks coach Kevin Asher. With it on the left wing is Jackson, having trouble grabbing the ball. Gives it over to Farmer, free throw line. Good bounce pass underneath Thomas, right side. Short jumper is up and in by Morgan Nicola, her first bucket. 26-15, Stars still have 17 seconds to work with. As Mesto brings it up, gives it to Theron Baum. Lost the handle. It bounces off of Thomas, though, and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will get it underneath their own hoop. 12 seconds to go. Stars to throw it in. Bounce pass right underneath. Anderson collects herself and scores. Megan got a 2-foot bounce pass. 7 seconds to go. St. Cecilia, long pass up the floor to Schropp to the free throw line. Out to Jackson for three. It is no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. And St. Cecilia really could have used that 3 to cut it to 10, but they're 0 of 7 from downtown here in the first half. So, the number 1 team in C1, Kearney Catholic, leading the number 2 team in C2, Hastings St. Cecilia at the half, 28-15. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does it best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3-meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Welcome back, everyone, to Chapman Gymnasium here at Hastings St. Cecilia High School, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, in our girls' game, Kearney Catholic 28, Hastings St. Cecilia 15. Ravenna Sanitation, a longtime sponsor. They were sponsoring Wood River half times as well, and we are pleased to be welcomed by the head boys coach here at St. Cecilia, Kevin Asher. And Coach, this is always a fun get-together. Your team, I'll just flat-out ask you, a lot of team people say that you've just been hurt and your team's going to make a heck of a run here in the second half of the season. What do you say to those people?
Well,
especially after getting a nice win against Minden.
Yeah, it's been a challenging start for us. There's no doubt about that. We did start the year with our point guard and our shooting guard and the lone returning double-digit scorer for us, you know, beat up. And he's still only probably about 65, 75. I don't know how you measure it, but he's not himself. But he's trying to fight his way through it and get back. That's Cesar Tino. And, you know, we did have Jamison S. missed the game first part of the season, and then we weren't real deep to begin with coming back, so we had a lot of inexperience. I don't think anybody on our roster averaged more than a point besides Caesar last year in a varsity contest. We did have Alex Shee, Jamison S., and Cesar Tino that started some contests, and Chris Hartford, I think he had a couple starts in there, but nobody that had really a leadership role. So everybody had to develop all new roles coming into this season. We had to develop an entire new bench, which, you know, we just had to play some freshmen right away. We were hoping that, you know, these guys would be come off the bench spot players for our four seniors and some juniors, and they developed nicely as things have went along. And so at this point, you know, I've never had a team where you lose four in a row and you're getting better, or you have a stretch of just seems like murderous tough teams to play. And for this type of team, it was very difficult. But I thought we progressed through the first 6-8 weeks of the season. And at this point, you know, picking up a win on the road at Minden was a very good win for us.
And for the folks that don't know, by beating Minden, you sent them a game behind 500. So only two of the 11 teams you played are currently below 500. What are you doing?
Yeah, I haven't even looked at it that close. I just know when you're playing up a class or two classes with like the Gretnas and the Northwests of the world, you better be ready. And you know, I mean, every team you have to be ready for every night, and that's something you preach to your kids. But sometimes that just doesn't happen. And the athletes that they're going to bring to the table, you know, they have so much more depth than you, and the strength and the size usually is a bigger factor for in those type of games. And yeah, what are we doing? You know, but we did get Northwest on the schedule. You know, just to the fact that it's a little closer competition. We just travel so much in our conference. You know, going to the eastern part of the state all the time, that we decided let's play closer to home. We were playing Boone Central, so we picked up Minden, and that's just pretty much an equal trade off there, except for it's a closer game, and it was a heck of a crowd the other night, a packed house on a Thursday night. Grand Island Northwest was a packed house on Tuesday night here, so that's great atmosphere. I told our kids, we're playing a district-type week this week. You're playing in full crowds. You're playing very, very quality programs and coaches, so you understand that right away. If there's slippage in your practice, if there's slippage in your preparation, you're in trouble. And so far, we've competed pretty well. I mean, to be honest, I told my assistants at the beginning of the year, we're 12-10, 10-12. That was fully healthy. I thought we were going to be really ready for a finish off a sub-district, you know, the way you could.
Kevin Asher with us here for another minute as St. Cecilia is ready to take on Kearney Catholic. Talk about today's matchup and what you're expecting.
Well, they're very, very good. You know, these kids are kind of in a boat where we were a few years ago. You know, they have depth, they have strength, they've started for most of these kids for 3 years or been in the varsity rotation somehow. Coach Lease has got them playing a style that, you know, not a lot of teams play. They're so aggressive and so athletic and quick that, you know, it's full court most of the time, but he also comes now, you know, with some zone trapping stuff. And, the JV game was indicative of what I remember from a couple of years ago. And I'm like, wow, I hope they don't go back to, you know, full court trapping you every possession. Give us a little chance. But, he's done such a nice job getting this team ready for, I think he's looking really at the postseason the way he's preparing his team. And their kids have really played well as far as, you know, how they can handle themselves. And the weight room over there is obviously a big part of their program. And they're just good athletes that, you know, 12-0 for a reason, and they play a quality schedule, so it'll be a battle.
Well, if it is played like the JV game was, we're going to have to take a couple extra minutes to put the cage up. But we're looking for a great game. Jeff, thanks for the time, and best of luck today and the rest of the season.
Great, thanks.
You got Kevin Asher, head coach of the Blue Hawks. The boys' game coming up next here on Classic Hits. And we will take a look at the first half numbers of our girls' game, which the Stars lead over the Hawks 28-15 right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Kennel Seed and Ag is proud of the Bruning Davenport High students who involved in academic areas such as FCCLA, music, quiz bowl, letter club, student council, drama, speech, and more, and is confident that these capable students will compete with great poise and expertise in all their events this week. From Kennel Seed and Ag in Davenport, Bank of Donovan applauds the Donovan students who excel in all areas of learning, including FBLA, music, FCCLA, honor roll, and other areas of study that enrich the mind. From Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking, a full-service community bank dedicated to our community, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at your first half numbers for St. Cecilia. Josie Jackson, one rebound. Claire Hamburger, 4 points. Carly Wright, 2 points and a rebound. Alyssa Schropp, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Also in the basketball game for Josie Prevett, 1 rebound. Erica Kitten has 1 rebound. Morgan Nicola, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Olivia Thomas has 5 points and 4 rebounds. 6 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second at the half. The Hawkettes, 15 points, 13 rebounds. They are 3 out of 6 at the free throw line. 0 of 7 from 3-point land and 9 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, just 2 points. Shayla Connor has a block. Allie Prasoski has hit a 3-point bucket. She has 1 rebound. Whitney Collins, 6 points and a rebound. Theron Baum, 6 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Bailey Sokolowski, 7 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks. And Megan Anderson, 4 points and 5 rebounds. Kearney Catholic, 12 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. At the half, 28 points, 15 rebounds, 6 out of 11 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 5 blocks, 11 turnovers. And at the half, Kearney Catholic leading St. Cecilia 28-15. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Already a lot of scoring in the NFL playoffs. Baltimore 14, Denver 7, 9-10 to go in the first quarter, and that's live on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here we're ready to start the third quarter of play, and the ball will belong to Hastings St. Cecilia on the alternating possession. Kearney Catholic comes out the tight man-to-man here. St. Cecilia didn't hit a three-pointer against Minden on Thursday in 13 attempts. They've missed their first 7 here, so they're 0 of their last 20. And that doesn't count to how they finished the Northwest game. So they need to find some outside range, especially against these taller players. Ball knocked out of bounds, inbounds play to Nicola. Nicola underneath, missed the short little runner. Anderson gets her sixth rebound, a grimace from the St. Cecilia bench because they had a shot that time. As Theron Baum cans a three from the deep right-hand corner. And so a quick five-point reversal there when it looked like St. Cecilia had the layup. Instead, a bucket for the Stars and their largest lead of the game now, 16 points, 31-15. Kearney Catholic looks like they want to come out with this second half and try and put this one away against an outstanding St. Cecilia team. It was going to be a tough out in the state tournament, especially when they get Chanel Farmer back. They'll try a three in the corner. Nicola, it won't go. Backside rebound, Mestel. Mestel down the middle of the floor, looking for someone to give it to. There's nobody, so she forces it up. And in. Jackson even got a hand on it and couldn't stop her. And Mestel puts it up to 33-15. Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia across the timeline to Jackson. Just got to find a way to get some offense here. That's the bottom line. Their defense still pretty darn good when they don't have a transition bucket against them like they just saw. In the half court, it's been excellent. 2-3 zone Stars into the right-hand corner, Nicola. Nicola back out of the wing to Claire Hamburger. Original five starters are out there for both teams. Jackson, Hamburger, Schrock, Nicola, and Thomas for St. Cecilia. Mestel, Prosaski, Baum, Sokolowski, Anderson for the Stars. And Theron Baum tips the pass, and Sokolowski got tangled up with Thomas. They hit the floor, but it is Kearney Catholic basketball. But they'll throw it away, trying to get up the floor a little too quick that time, overthrowing Theron Baum. Chandra Farmer, Carly Wright, Erica Kitten checking back into the ball game here for Coach John Kyle. 33-15. Kearney Catholic leads it with 6:12 to go here in the third quarter of play. On Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Also online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us as St. Cecilia has it to the right-hand corner. One dribble for Kitten, nowhere to go, has to kick out of the wing to Wright. Wright clears it up top for Farmer. Chandra fouled by Allie Prosaski on the drive. That'll be the first on Allie, first foul of the half on either team. Again, plenty of basketball next week. Tuesday, Overton at Elwood. Thursday, Amherst-Gibbon. Friday, it'll be Kearney Catholic Pierce Girls. Saturday, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament next Saturday afternoon. That's all here on Classic Hits. Plus, we've got basketball on ESPN 1460 and 1230 AM KHAS. And a foul on Michaela Mestel, who didn't like the call. Mestel out here thought she had forced a jump ball with Chandra Farmer. That'll be her second foul. Kearney Catholic back on defense. St. Cecilia gets it to the high post. Nicola swings it left side. Schrock. Backside wide open. There's the skip pass to Wright. Move it up top. Farmer. She's open for the three, but it is no good. Rebound brought down by Sokolowski, and you got a feel for the Hawkettes. They're a better shooting team than this and just haven't been lately. Long three. Mestel at the other end. It's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Morgan Nicola, her fourth. She'll bring it all the way up the floor. Runner in traffic. Off the rim and in. Tough shot, but Nicola able to score. And 4 points now for Nicola, and the first points of the second half at the 5:15 mark for the Hawkettes. 33-17 Stars. Colling gets it to the high post. Theron Baum puts it on the floor, attacks Nicola. No good. Offensive rebound, Anderson. Back up and in. Anderson with her seventh rebound, and it results in her sixth point. 35-17. Kearney Catholic looking to remain undefeated. High post. There's Carly Wright. Kicks it out of the wing to Nicola. And she passes up a three. Schrock won't, though. It's on the way. No good. Ball is punched out there by Morgan Nicola. Literally closed hand, punched it out top the Farmer. Now Morgan will try a three. No good. Over the back on Megan Anderson. Has a good box-out job there by Carly Wright. The foul on Megan will be her first and Kearney Catholic's third foul here of the half. Back in will be Claire Hamburger, but St. Cecilia has missed four more three-point attempts here in the third quarter. They're 0 of 11 for the game and 0 for their last 24. St. Cecilia to throw it in. Working around the perimeter. Chandra Farmer dribbles left, reverses right. Can't lose Whitney Colling. Colling and Connor back in there. Colling went for the steal. Couldn't get it. Over to the left wing to Hamburger. Claire dribbles into traffic. Back up Farmer for a three. And it's finally over. Chandra Farmer with her first bucket of the ball game, and it breaks a drought that was lasted all the way back to Tuesday. The first three in 25 attempts. At the other end, it's answered right back by Theron Baum, and Kearney Catholic will call a timeout after their make. So the teams exchange threes, and with 4:03 to go here in the third quarter of play, Kearney Catholic 38, Hastings St. Cecilia 20.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Back with you here at St. Cecilia High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia with an afternoon basketball doubleheader. End of a long week for St. Cecilia, playing Northwest and Minden earlier this week. Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul on Thursday. Chandra Farmer will bring the ball up the floor here for St. Cecilia. Driving baseline, dishes it off right side. Right shot, no good. Thomas runs into the sideline, and a couple of girls didn't get out of the way, and there's a big collision over on the sideline, and everybody's okay, but wanting to stay down and hide is whoever the young lady was that was walking along the sideline, as St. Cecilia couldn't grab the loose ball off the missed shot. Michaela Mesta will bring it up the floor and fire to Colin. Into the front court, right side now with the dribble. Whitney looks right, fires left, gets it to Sokolowski. Bailey uses her dribble up. And a travel. Bailey trying to step around her defender to make a pass, and they call her for the walk. Second turnover of the quarter on Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia's only had one. 3:33 to go, third quarter. 38-20, Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia with the basketball as they'll inbound it to Alyssa Schropp. Picked up by Connor in the backcourt, trying to avoid the trap. Throws it into the front court to Farmer, guarded by Collin. Back to Schropp. Against the 2-3 zone, there's Farmer, who just hit a three, the first one that the Hawkettes have made in their last 25 attempts, dating all the way back to Tuesday. Trying another three is Schropp. It's off the iron, no good. Sometimes you get one, you can get a whole bunch of them. That's what St. Cecilia needs, but they don't get it. Mestel rebound, outlet pass to Connor, and she's fouled on the shot. Alyssa Schropp with her first, and Shayla Connor will go to the line for the first time this afternoon, looking for her first points of the basketball game. Again, the NFL playoffs are underway, and a lot of points in the first quarter. And it's 14-14 Denver-Baltimore, 4 minutes to go in the first on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Connor puts the first free throw up, and it is in. Second free throw now for Shayla. On the way, and it spins off no good. Rebound to Thomas. That'll be her fifth of the ball game. First of the half. 39-20, Kearney Catholic. Jackson to the front court, gives it to Schropp. One dribble back to Josie. Haven't been able to get it inside as much as they would want. Long three, Chandra Farmer. It's short off the iron. Kearney Catholic decides to try to let it go, but it's saved in to Bailey Sokolowski, and will head the other way for Kearney Catholic. Into the baseline, Theron Baum spins, stepped out of bounds. She was way down there and spun the wrong way. Kearney Catholic turnover number 14. Both teams going to make some substitutions, and we've got a timeout on the floor here by Hastings St. Cecilia. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars. Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza is available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. 2:39 to go, third quarter. Kearney Catholic 39, St. Cecilia 20. We'll be right back.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank. Five Points Bank.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Baranoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Back to basketball here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com. St. Cecilia out of the timeout. Two timeouts remaining. Just having trouble scoring this week against the number one teams that they have been playing. They'll try another three-pointer. This one's off the front of the Iron Farmer. No good. Rebound brought down by Thomas. Her shot attempt is blocked by Sokolowski. Her fourth block. And we've got a jump ball underneath. And the arrow's going to go to Kearney Catholic with 2:20 to go here in the quarter. I believe that was Theron Baum that grabbed the loose ball off the Sokolowski block. Vestal brings it into the front court, guarded there by Alyssa Schropp. Lobs it on the low block, left side Anderson. Back out Vestal for the three. It's way off the mark. Rebound brought down by Morgan Nicola. That'll be her sixth. Kearney Catholic unofficially 3 of 7 from outside the arc. Make that 4 of 8 outside the arc as Theron Baum has hit a couple of them. And at the other end, Colling knocks the ball away, and Connor grabbed it and fell down. The Catholic fans didn't agree with that. They thought maybe there was some contact in between that. Nonetheless, it'll be St. Cecilia basketball. And to throw it in will be Alyssa Schropp. Schropp and Jackson and Hamburger and Thomas and Nicola on the floor here. The original five starters for the Hawkeyes trying to get a little run going here at the end of the third quarter. A quarter that they've only scored 5 points in. Thomas into the right-hand corner, Nicola. Gets the zone, kicks it back out top to Jackson. Swings it over to the left wing to Claire Hamburger. Drop it down low, Nicola. Nice pass into Thomas, but missed the little runner. Got her own rebound and scores. So Thomas sticks with it. 7.6 rebounds for the senior Olivia Thomas. Kearney Catholic up the floor right side. Bestel. Michaela dribbles it back out between the circles. Stutter dribble, looks for a screen. And instead of a screen, she tried to hand it to Prasoski, and Allie couldn't grab it. Out of bounds it goes to the Hawkeyes. They continue to sub quite frequently as Wright and Farmer come back into the ball game. So Kearney Catholic up 39-22. They've only scored 1 point here in about 3 minutes. That was a Connor free throw. Skip pass over to Schropp, but unfortunately for the Hawkeyes, they really haven't closed the gap at all. Schropp, right wing, double teamed by Mestel and Connor. Dribbles it with a left hand up top. Goes to the free throw line. Theron Baum steps in front of the pass and knocks it away. Just the second Hawkeye turnover here of the quarter. Nicola goes to get the ball back. Knocks it out of bounds. And Sokolowski returns to the lineup here for Kearney Catholic. Teams already and fans already looking ahead to what district everybody is in and who their postseason competition will be. We'll talk about that in a minute. Sokolowski down to the baseline. Prasoski left side. Dribbles it out on the wing. Guarded by Chandra Farmer. Throws it out top to Bailey. Back over off the screen to Theron Baum. Outside the arc. She'll go right side to Bestel. Good ball movement down to Anderson. Got the inside position on Thomas. And Olivia commits the foul. That'll be her second. And back to the charity line will be the Stars. First free throws for Megan Anderson. Looking at that postseason, St. Cecilia girls are in with Blue Hill, Donovan Trumbull, Nebraska Christian Superior. And the first free throw on the way. It's short, so St. Cecilia, the big favorite there, although Blue Hill made it to state last year. And on the other side of their bracket, Wood River, Southern Valley, Ravenna, Franklin, Centura, none of those teams are rated. So St. Cecilia should make it to state, especially if they stay healthy, just play good basketball. As Anderson gets the second free throw, 1 of 2. She's got 7 points, and it's 40-22 in favor of Kearney Catholic. We'll take a look at the Stars district a little bit later on. Right now, 20 seconds to go in the quarter. St. Cecilia, again with the basketball, looking for the last shot here. Schropp with it between the circles. Over on the right side to Chandra Farmer. Against Studi. Dumps it into the corner to Nicola. Nicola around Mestel. Good bounce past Thomas. Eight-footer. Missed the shot. Rebound brought down by Theron Baum. And Kearney Catholic will not get a shot away at the end of the quarter. After three, the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic 40 and the Hawkeyes of St. Cecilia 22. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to High School Hoops. I want to thank Athletic Director Randy Aarons and the folks here at St. Cecilia. As always, for their hospitality, the fourth quarter belongs or begins with St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, trailing Kearney Catholic, who's undefeated and looks like they're going to stay that way, 40-22. St. Cecilia's lowest offensive output was Thursday night in the 35-point performance against Minden, where they shot only 30%. Jumper from the left wing, 15-footer, no good by Wright. Rebound brought down underneath by Hamburger. She has her putback blocked by Anderson, and Kearney Catholic will bring the ball up the floor. Krasowski with it on the right wing. Stars are led by Therenbaum with 12 points. Sokolowski and Anderson with 7. St. Cecilia, Olivia Thomas has 7. Stars being patient here, running their man-to-man offense. Kick it in the right wing. Krasowski fires the 3. It barely grazes the rim. Rebound to Hamburger. The Stars are 4 of 9 from 3-point land. St. Cecilia's 1 of 15. Driving the baseline, Shandra Farmer. Off the rim twice. Won't go. Therenbaum grabs her 5th rebound. Outlet pass to Anderson, who quickly handles it to Mestel. Mestel down the middle of the floor. Has to kick it to the trailer. Anderson, skip pass right side to Krasowski, out to Sokolowski, who passes up on the 3. I think Coach Petra may have told him, I don't want the 3s. I want to work on my offense, because Sokolowski, who has been available to hit some 3s and hit one earlier in the game, wasn't even guarded at the top of the key twice. Down to Anderson. Kick it out to Sokolowski. Ball fake 3. Driving in. Hands it off to Therenbaum, who dribbles it out of bounds. But it was tipped by Claire Hamburger. Jackson, Schropp, Thomas back in for the Hawkettes, who are going to fall to 9-4 with their third straight loss. But then look out. They may not lose again. They've got a couple of tough teams out there. Sokolowski does shoot a 3, guarded this time off the inbound, and a foul on the rebound attempt. Looks like they're calling on Megan Anderson after Olivia Thomas grabbed the rebound. And that's the 4th foul on the Stars, the 2nd on Anderson. NFL playoffs on ESPN, 1460 and 1550 between the Broncos and the Ravens. And currently, at the end of 1, it's all knotted up at 14. Ravens got out to the early lead, but Denver has tied that ball game up. Ball out of bounds underneath their own hoop for St. Cecilia. After the free throw line, Nicola's open, and Morgan hits the bucket. 6 points now for Morgan Nicola, and it took nearly 2 minutes for somebody to score here in the fourth quarter, and it was the Hawkettes. 40-24, Kearney Catholic on top. And it looks like the Stars, unless something really strange happens, will also be held to a season-low point total. Left-hand corner, Prasoski. Back up top, Therenbaum. Open 3, it's good. Theron with her 3rd 3 all of the half. In fact, Kearney Catholic's only made 2 2-point buckets here in the second half. 43-24. I think that's why you saw Coach Petrie coming into the fourth quarter tell his girls, we need to work on some things, as a 3-pointer by Hamburger is up and in. 7 points now for Claire. The 2nd 3 of the ball game for the Hawkettes. Fast break the other way. Long pass down to Anderson. Just barely grabbed it on the baseline. Had to kick it back out to Mestel. To bomb at the right elbow. Has her pocket picked by Claire Hamburger. Hamburger up the floor, one-on-one against Sokolowski, and they're going to call Bailey for a body foul, and 2 free throws coming up. 3rd foul on Bailey Sokolowski, and Claire Hamburger will go to the line to shoot 2. She's 2 of 2 at the line. We told you where St. Cecilia is going to be playing sub-districts, and they'll be the favorite, obviously, ranked where they're at, despite this losing streak against some higher class competition. Hamburger hits the free throw. For Kearney Catholic, they are in with Minden, St. Paul, and Gibbons. So Kearney Catholic and Minden, the top 2 teams, according to almost everybody, are in the same sub-district. And whoever comes out of that, well, they'll head north. And Ainsworth, probably the favorite there. Broken Bow, Valentine, O'Neill, and Ord are on the other side. But Kearney Catholic making sure that they're going to get a wild card just in case. And Minden, that was a huge win against St. Cecilia, as the free throw here by Hamburger is up. and it is in. So Claire hits them both. 43-29, the lead down to 14, and a steal at the other end. Thomas knocks it away. 5:15 to go in the game. A lot of time. St. Cecilia, down by as many as 19, has cut it to 14. With the basketball is Schropp. Melissa up top, calling for the ball down low, is Josie Prevett. She'll get it in the right-hand corner. Prevett tries the baseline. Ball knocked away, stolen away by Theron Baum. 12th turnover for St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic has 17. Up the floor with it, Whitney Colling. Colling takes it down the lane. Now stops, looks for somebody to kick it to Megan Anderson. Outside the arc, decides not to chance it. Lobbed inside, Sokolowski kicks it back out to Theron Baum. The Stars posts have quit being aggressive and almost throw it away. And it goes out five sets of hands before getting all the way out to Mestel. Back to Theron. She'll drive in, run strong into Olivia Thomas, but before that, she got fouled. And the foul on Hastings St. Cecilia will be called on Josie Jackson. That'll be her first, only the third foul of the half on the Hawkeyes. 4:27 to go in the game, 43-29. Kearney Catholic has the lead. Kearney Catholic's worst offensive output of the season was 63 points, and that was when they beat defending state champion Sandy Creek. So they're 20 points beyond that, and the Stars are going to call a timeout. 4:27 to go in the ball game. Kearney Catholic 43, St. Cecilia 29. We'll be right back.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. What did they drop in the timeout? Mestel up top. They get it back to McHale in the left-hand corner. A staggering stat for the way the Stars have played. We'll give you in a minute. Driving in, Sokolowski throws one up, hits the ground, draws the foul. Now, one of the reasons is that when the Stars have been taking it inside, they've been getting fouled. But with 4:16 to go in the fourth quarter, Kearney Catholic has not made a two-point bucket in 10.5 minutes. Their last two-point bucket was at the 6:57 mark of the third quarter, and still they're up by 14. The foul was on Olivia Thomas, her third. Bailey Sokolowski, who has not scored this half, misses the front end of the two-shot foul and misses the second one. Rebound brought down by Thomas, her eighth. 43-29, Kearney Catholic, and the pass goes behind two Blue Hawk teammates and out of bounds right into the St. Cecilia bench, so you got the full reaction there from the coaching staff. But Theron Baum has hit three threes. Mestel has a bucket, and Anderson has a bucket, and that is it. A couple of free throws mixed in for Kearney Catholic. They've only scored 15 points here in the second half, a team that is averaging in the 70s. So it's not the St. Cecilia offense or defense that's hurt them. It's their offense. Sokolowski drives into the paint, kicks it up to Anderson, puts it on the floor, takes it all the way to the hoop, missed the layup, got her own rebound, missed it again, and then Sokolowski has it taken out of her hands by Morgan Nicola, which they will mark down, I guess, as a blocked shot. But the Stars had their chances to break that streak there and couldn't do it as the ball knocked out of bounds belongs to the Hawks there, and Baum will come in. So the Stars, who have just cruised through the first 13 games of the year, are definitely seeing some of the things that plague them year after year, especially with some of these post players all the way back to their freshman year, being able to score inside in tougher ball games. 43-29, Nicola kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer Hamburger, but it's off the mark. Backside rebound, though, brought down by Schropp. Alyssa trying to find a way to get some excitement in this St. Cecilia crowd. 29 points. In 35, their season low. High post Nicola bounce pass to Hamburger. three-pointers just aren't there today for St. Cecilia. Down low, they get it to Thomas. She's fouled by Theron Baum. Two free throws coming up. First foul on Baum. Olivia Thomas, just 1 of 4 at the line, needs him here. St. Cecilia, 2 of 17 from three-point land. They missed their first 11 three-pointers of the night and 0 of 13 against Minden on Thursday. Free throw Thomas in and out, no good. Second free throw will be on the way. And it is up and in. So Thomas gets 1 of 2. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 43-30. This is as close as St. Cecilia has been since halftime. And across the timeline, Allie Prasoski. Prasoski on the left wing gives it off to Theron Baum. Dribbles into the paint. Spin move. Left hand layup. Up and in. So, after 11-plus minutes, a two-point bucket, and it's Theron Baum who has a game-high 17 points. 45-30. High post, Nicola. Right wing, Hamburger. 12-footer, no good. Ball slapped out of bounds. Going to belong to Kearney Catholic. UNK basketball teams are playing at home at this hour. And we'll give you updates here in just a little bit. Loper Wrestling out at the Division II National Duels. Mestel brings it up the floor, gives it off to Prasoski. Baseline jumper, missed the 7-footer. Mestel just killed on the rebound, and no foul. Claire Hamburger brings down the board for St. Cecilia. And here comes Schropp. She drives, misses, and Thomas is thumped, and there's the foul. In fact, Schropp was probably fouled first. And the foul on Theron Baum will be her second. And Olivia Thomas back to the line, 2 of 6 for the night. She has 8 points, 8 rebounds for the Hawkins. And the free throw will not go. Josie Jackson back in for the Hawkins. And Megan Anderson for the Stars. Second free throw now coming up for Thomas. And that is on the way, and it is good. UNK women lose today to nationally ranked Washburn 74-45. Washburn with the win in the women's game, the men's game currently going on. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Right now, 45-31, Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia still trying to put on pressure in the backcourt. Mestel, good crossover, dribble to the high post. Theron Baum, knocked away momentarily. Stars get it back. Prasoski, 16-footer, drains it. Alley, her second bucket of the basketball game. 47-31, Kearney Catholic, 2 minutes to go. As St. Cecilia across the timeline, Chandra Farmer throws it to Morgan Nicola. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up. We'll give you the final stats and then get you ready for the boys' contest, tipping off just before 5. Mestel makes the steal. Outlet pass to Prasoski, goes in for the layup and scores. That is probably the only transition bucket that the Stars have had the entire second half. And Coach John Kyle now going to be cleaning his bench up here in a moment. St. Cecilia basketball. A kick will be called. A little bit of 34 to go. And checking back in, Erica Kitten, Josie Prevett, Maddie Schwenka comes in. Also checking in will be Lil Sheehy for St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi, Maddie Squires, Brooke Muse, Whitney Colling all coming into the ball game. As Kearney Catholic has built their lead back out to 18. With their toughest test of the year. They're going to win by 18, maybe, and this will still be their closest game of the year. St. Cecilia trying to put a few more points on the board again. They've got Lexington coming in on Tuesday. So more wild card points playing a Class B team. Up top to Schwenka. Schwenka gives it off here to Sheehy. High post, right wing, and a walk going to be called on Prevett. Turnover number 4 of the quarter, 15 of the game, and in for Kearney Catholic, Galena Bach. We'll check in. 1:19 remains. St. Cecilia puts some pressure on. They'll get it into Whitney Colling. And Colling will push the ball up the floor here for the Stars. Gives it off to Maddie Squires. Maddie works it right side to Muse. Brooke kicks it into the corner to Studi. 1:03 to go. With it is Bach. Over to Muse. One dribble to the free throw line to Squires. Leaves it off the corner for Colling. 49-31 Stars, final minute. Muse over to Studi. Somebody just trying to find a way to get an open shot here. Good defense, man-to-man here by St. Cecilia. Kick it out on the wing. Muse fakes the three and gives it off to Colling. 40 seconds remaining. Colling decides to drive, put up the six-foot runner. It won't go. Rebound brought down by St. Cecilia's Melody O'Callaghan. Yes, it is Melody that's in there, and she'll get the rebound. 30 seconds to go. Foul in the front court on Colling going for the steal. That'll be her first, and it is the seventh team foul. So it will put St. Cecilia in the bonus with a chance to get some more points from the free throw line. Here comes Courtney Shundoff into the ball game and calling out for Kearney Catholic. At the line, Lil Sheehy, one of the two freshmen, she and Chandra Farmer on the varsity roster for Coach John Kyle. And the free throw dances out, no good. Rebound, Maddie Squires gives it off to Studi. 25 seconds to go. Studi into the front court to Buesch. Brooke into the corner to Bach. Back out of the wing, Squires. Squires dribbles, penetrates, dishes it to Studi. Studi's pass is tipped, but Bach runs it down. 10 seconds to go. Over on the left wing, Muse into the corner to Shundoff. 7 seconds. Will anybody take a shot? Squires holding the ball and will not take a shot. And this game is over. The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, 49. The Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes, 31. That's the fewest points either team has scored this year, but not a surprise. And the Stars able to avenge two of the losses that they suffered last year at the hands of the Hawkettes. Of course, this will be their only meeting with the Stars in C1 and the Hawkettes this year in C2. 49-31, Kearney Catholic now 14-0, St. Cecilia 19-4, and we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Welcome back to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Here are the final numbers I had for the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. Josie Jackson had one rebound. Chandra Farmer hit a three-point bucket, and that was all she could manage today. Claire Hamburger ended up with 9 points, tied for the team high with 3 rebounds. Carly Wright, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Alyssa Schropp, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Josie Prevett, a rebound. Erica Kitten, a rebound. Morgan Nicholas, 6 points, 6 rebounds and a block. Melody O'Callaghan had a rebound. And Olivia Thomas tied for the team high in scoring with 9 points. She also had a team high 8 rebounds. 13 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half and 4 of 7 in the second half. The Hawkettes continue to struggle from outside the arc. They were 0 of 7 in the first half and 2 of 10 from three-point land in the second half. Turnovers, 9 of the first half, and held that down to 6 in the second half. Hawkettes had 15 points at halftime, 16 of the second, a season-low 31 points, 26 rebounds. 7 out of 13 at the free-throw line, 2 of 17 from three-point land, 1 block and 15 turnovers. St. Cecilia couldn't find a win against all three number one teams this week. They fall to 9-4. But we'll host Lexington on Tuesday, and then next Friday travel to David City to take on a 10-2 Aquinas Catholic state-rated ball club. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Woo! Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Back at the Mexico Sports Postgame Show, let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, as they had a total of 7 players get in the score column. And again, because they've been blowing everybody out, that's basically the fewest that have scored in a single game all season long. And first off, Michaela Mestel, just 4 points in the basketball game, 3 rebounds. Shayla Connor had 1 point and a block shot. Allie Prasoski, 7 points and a rebound. Whitney Colling, 6 points and a rebound. Theron Baum had a game-high 17 points. She hit 3 threes, had 5 rebounds and a block. Bailey Sokolowski, 7 points, 8 rebounds, tied for the team high, a game-high 4 blocks. Maddie Squires had a rebound, and Megan Anderson, 7 points, also had 8 rebounds and 1 block. 15 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting, 6 of 11 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, down to 6 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 28 points at halftime, but only 21 in the second half of play. And the Stars finished with 49 points, 27 rebounds, 8 out of 17 at the free throw line, 5 of 11 from 3-point land, 7 block shots, and 17 turnovers. A season-low 49 points, but that's good enough for a 49-31 win over St. Cecilia. And the Stars are now 14-0 on the season, getting ready to continue their biggest week of the year. Up next, Kearney Catholic will host Donovan Trumbull Tuesday, travel to Seward Thursday on ESPN 1460, and host Pierce Friday, who's undefeated, here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're about 20 minutes away from tip-off of our boys' game, and we will have that for you coming up here about 5 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9. In the meantime, NFL playoffs on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 8 minutes to go in the first half. The Broncos and Ravens are tied at 14. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Again, the final, Kearney Catholic 49, St. Cecilia 31. We'll take a break and keep it here as the Hawks and the Stars battle in boys basketball in 15 minutes.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.